Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
On air
with Ryan Seacrest.
Well, let me just say, you're welcome, Sissany and Tanya.
What are we thanking you for?
Well, hours ago, you were spared a plethora of texts while I was working out.
Okay.
I had some ideas for the show this morning, pretty early. Well, I feel try to get my workout in early before the show.
Feel free to text. I just won't respond.
That's what's been different this week. He's back on his workout routine.
Oh, that's what it is.
I told you.
You've just been like...
Yeah, because I'm trying to get an extra workout before the show, in before the day, because I have August around my waist.
I know, but I was like trying to figure out, I'm like, who did he talk to? Did he talk to somebody over the weekend at festival?
More emails from you this week than I have this year.
What do you mean, who did I talk to?
I don't know.
I talked to everybody.
Your like ideas have just been like pouring out of like... your whole body, like your ears and your mouth,
you're welcome,
and your brain.
And you're welcome.
Yeah, but usually it's just like, you know, you're pretty steady Eddie.
Yeah.
And this week you've just been like, whoa.
He's been like fiery Fred.
Yeah. I think it's because I'm doing my exercise first thing and you come in full speed. Matter of fact, I'm doing now I used to run on the treadmill, but because of my knee, I'm on a Stairmaster. And because I'm on a Stairmaster, I can actually text while I'm doing my cardio.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a lot of my thoughts are happening during cardio. And in the past, I couldn't text you while I was running.
No.
Now I'm on equipment, bikes, and Stairmasters. Because of my meniscus, I can text. But I spared you and Tanya a lot of texts early this morning.
Well, we still got an email at like...
Right, I put it into email so not to disturb you. I did text Mark. Mark, you got a few of my texts.
4 a.m.
4 a.m.?
Fun. Ooh,
what a lucky guy.
And you know what's great about them is there's the first one's a thought starter, and then they just continue to trickle in as I think more about them. So, yeah.
What's the thought starter? Like, do you know Patty would always go, hey.
Always.
And just
wait for you to respond.
And I'm like, what is the,
what? What did she do that for, just to get her attention?
I don't know.
Because she didn't want to make the ask. Like, she didn't want to throw it all in one text. So she wanted to make sure you were there near your phone, and then she would throw the text.
Well, the first text this morning, I said, you know, we should talk about horoscopes a little bit. Have Sissany and Tanya just go back and forth real fast with one-liners about our horoscopes. Because sometimes I read my horoscope, and I do navigate my day based on it. And other times, and again, I'm ebb and flow on horoscopes. But maybe, you know, early in the morning, if you could have one line for each one and we just go make it like 2 minutes back and forth, and just tell me, is my day going to be good or bad? I might alter my decisions throughout the day. So that was the only thing I was thinking, because I read my horoscope this morning when I got up.
Mm.
Well, let's just test it out. First thing, I think, you know, as you get going, like in this hour of the morning, as you get going, the more you can get an idea of how to set your mind. That's why we do the quote before 7 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
The quote of the day. Because maybe it puts you in a mood.
Let's do it. I'm
now,
down.
The horoscopes, when they're good, they're good. When they're bad, I kind of ignore them. But we're gonna get into it. All right.
Man, I think we need to start working out so we can just be on your level.
I know, that's what I'm thinking.
Wouldn't it be great if we all got one in? The problem is, here's the problem. It really sucks for the first 15 minutes of when you get up the extra hour earlier. Like, that part sucks. I'm not a normal human until 15 minutes after I wake up with a cup of coffee.
So you do the coffee and then the workout.
I do the olive oil shot, then I do the coffee, then I do the workout.
Okay.
Olive oil on an empty stomach.
Try it.
It's good for skin, brain, nails, anti-inflammatory, fights cancer. Weight loss.
Anti-inflammatory is key.
I mean, all those things you mentioned are key.
And today actually is. How about that? Today's National Extra Virgin
Olive
Oil Day.
No, it is not.
Yeah, it is. Today's National Extra Virgin Olive Oil Day. How are you celebrating? Apparently, we have the Olive Oil Queen from TikTok at 7:40.
Wow.
And that's not me?
That.
Someone else has that title?
Wow.
I'd like to be some olive oil royalty.
Well, let's interview.
Maybe you could be the king. Her king.
Or the baron.
Yeah. Or the queen. Who's stopping you?
Or the prince.
Yeah, there are no roadblocks these days.
Yeah.
Be all of it. The Duke of Olive Oil.
That has a really nice ring to it.
Okay. Just out of our iHeartRadio Music Festival, we're getting into Jingle Ball mode, which means the holidays are going to be here fast, soon. Halloween going to creep up on us. What are we supposed to be for Halloween? I forgot.
Different versions of Harry Styles.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
No, you were into it, actually.
I was into it. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a difference in into it and don't hate it.
Yeah.
We do need to figure out which ones we're going to be so we don't double up, probably.
Well, what are the choices?
Many.
Google image.
Yeah.
Harry Styles. Pick one.
There's the famous one that when he wore like the boa. There's his outfit from Coachella, that like that really sparkly.
What's he calling
jumpsuit.
His Halloween show? Harry Ween?
Harry Ween.
I want to be Harry Ween.
Great.
Why don't I be Harry Ween and y'all can be the other versions of him?
I want to be the boa with the open blazer because I want to put a butterfly tattoo on my chest.
Okay. So you should claim that. Mm-hmm. I want to be Harry Ween and music for a sushi restaurant, Harry.
Okay.
Well, those are two different ones.
Well, I need to do some more research.
I think it's Halloween. You can combine them.
Okay.
So I will probably have some sushi dressed as Harry Ween. Maybe some sashimi as
How
well.
Do you know what Harry Ween is going to be? If you, Harry
I'm
going to
do my own
happened.
Interpretation of what I think
no,
he's
pre-selling. No, he did it last year. He did
and
Harry
that,
Ween.
And I'll go back into the archive. So I'm on it. Pretty much on it. Okay. Let's see here. Sissany, is it true that you are going to the promised land without your kids?
I know.
And how are your kids feel about you going to the promised land in Anaheim without your kids?
So this is, I actually wanted to like kind of like talk this out with you guys for a little bit because I'm having like a really
big,
I'm having a little bit of like a debacle because, you know, I don't like to lie to my kids. I like to like keep truth.
But we keep telling you, don't tell them the whole truth. Just categorize your answers.
Headlines.
I don't know how I can work around this.
Well, why are you going to Disneyland without your kids?
Okay, so I promised my nieces and nephews that I would take them to Disneyland and we would do like an older kid trip to Disneyland and do like the big kid rides, you know, the roller coasters and the rides that like my kids can't ride. So that's what we're doing. And we're going on Sunday and I'm not bringing my kids and I'm going to leave in the morning and I'm sure they're going to be awake when I leave. And they're going to ask me where I'm going, and that's...
You're going to say, I'm spending time with the family.
Why can't we come, Mommy?
Because I need to have some... You know, it's very important that Mommy spreads her love, you know? And
who are you going with?
Going with your... Who is she going with? The cousins?
I'm going with your cousins.
Wait, why can't cousins? You... Okay, why can't you bring them?
Because it's a different kind of trip.
I know, but you guys split up into two groups. There's like the big kids that go on the big kid rides, and maybe Michael can stay with the younger kids.
Michael can't go. And then we have T-Bow. Max has T-Bow.
I'm
like the
actually
whole thing.
Okay with you doing that because it is a different kind of tempo for the trip with the older kids versus the younger kids. I know this, Tanya. But I don't think you need to get into the detail of the Disneyland. They're not going to know... You're just going to have to say you have something with the cousins and the aunts and the uncles.
And you can't come.
Yeah, for some reason. Can they have school? Can't they have school?
Oh, you have T-ball.
No, it's Sunday.
You have T-ball.
Oh, T-ball. Yeah, can't they
That's
have T-ball?
Right.
T-ball. T-ball. They have the T-ball-a-thon.
Yes.
It's a big T-ball day.
T-ball-a-thon.
T-ball.
Okay.
We don't know what time T-ball ends. You
so
know?
Then
T-ball
do I bring them back a souvenir from Disneyland?
Yeah.
Probably not.
No. Not if you're going to go with this whole category. How many times do I have to parent? You know, I'm going to tell you right now, as a parent that I may or may not become, I would categorize the answer so it is truth, but not detail, so not to create extra drama in your life. And don't let Michael slip up, by the way. I know how this big head with his rock band.
I know.
He's
Mommy's at Disneyland.
Touting. Yeah, Mommy's at Disneyland, where I may play someday if we're lucky. You know, he's going to be touting his tour. Be at the amphitheater down there in Anaheim.
Okay, I like the idea of I have to go spend time with Thea Jeanette and the girls. And
I'll see you back here and stay on time.
And I love you, bye-bye, okay, bye.
I love you, bye. And where's Mommy? And Michael needs to know the script.
Yes, that's true.
Because I could see him in a weak moment on a Sunday.
Right.
Blowing it.
When they're all
and
screaming.
That just creates drama.
I know. Okay, good. I feel better about this now, actually. I thought that's going to be a lot more difficult.
Sometimes these family meetings are really good for all of us.
I think so, too.
Let's have another one next week.
Mm-hmm.
Next week.
when we do the horoscopes.
Just one a week. One family meeting a week is all we can take. But one a week is good.
We can't even do a dinner once a season.
By the way, we're here for 4 hours a day. We can have a family meeting on mic once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to have sex therapy once a week.
No.
Yeah, that's a
whole
other
thing. That's
another
text I sent Mark.
That one I wish I was on.
Mark?
That I wish I
That's
was
That's not
on.
How I interpreted that one, but okay.
What did he say?
Discuss the therapist segment.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to put it in text.
HR.
No, I think relationship therapists should be taught. We should take questions from adult listeners about how to keep it connected in the romance department of their lives.
I like it.
I'm telling you. So, Mark, you didn't get that text?
I got it. Now I know what it means.
Well, you didn't respond, so how was I going to follow up?
It's hard to respond to five texts.
Yeah, there's
I did
a
respond
lot.
To three of the five.
You know, Mark already had like the rundown done, and then
no,
you
but
just,
you
like,
can respond to each text. You can just highlight the text and then like do a thumbs up.
I did. I thumbs up, and I replied to one. And I thumbs up a different one.
These I don't know if these are facts. All right, listen. So lots to come. The show's evolving.
Five
coming
texts
up next.
From you. That would make me panic.
But I.
I love when he texts in a group and then Mark responds, and I'm like, okay, good, we're covered.
The morning hack is next.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
You know, guys, I'm very happy to see everybody here this morning. It's always nice to hang out and get this day started on the right foot, right? Set the tone for the weekend. I'm talking to us personally.
Yes.
And then everybody else who comes on a regular basis, who I feel like we know each other when we ever talk or on the phone or if we're to meet out in the wild. Thank you. I love that. That's mm-hmm. the best part. We were talking at the iHeartRadio Music Festival. I had to do a presentation and I think someone asked, what's the best part of the job? And I was like, the best part of the job, honestly, aside from y'all, the best part of the job is when we meet people and we both feel like we know each other.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you call in and you tell us a story. I'm like, do we know each other? Or we tell you a story and you call in and you're like, do we know you? Well, I guess we do know you because we listen, but we've never hung out. Yeah. That to me is the best part.
Sisterhood.
Yeah. I thought you spoke very well at that, by the way.
Were you there?
I was there.
I didn't know.
I know.
Where were you?
I was like leaned up against one of the pillars so that I could leave right after you were done talking. Not stay for the whole presentation.
I had to moderate a panel for 15 minutes exactly, and I was watching that clock.
You had a good out with the Lionel Richie joke.
I had a good out. I ended it with a button to the post.
Yeah, it was good.
Moderating is stressful.
I know.
Tell me about it.
I know.
I was like making things up on the fly thinking, how am I going to fill 15 minutes of questions?
I posted it on my stories. I was like, this is the stuff you don't see at the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Is that like how we squeeze in some sort of a panel like during the day?
A panel about connection. All right, listen, guys, let's not get off task here. The morning hack and your quote of the day. Here's the morning hack. We know that kids who skip breakfast are more likely to have issues, more behavioral problems. So what breakfast gets the best results for kids? Cereal. Now, this against what I prefer. As a kid, I loved it. But now I try not to eat so much cereal. But kids and teens who eat eggs and processed meats like bacon and sausage more likely to have behavioral issues than children who eat cereal.
Interesting.
Must have to do with the digestion of it.
Hmm.
But isn't cereal processed?
I can't answer that on behalf of all cereal makers.
Well, but wouldn't it depend on the type of cereal? You want to put like sugars in there or anything like
that?
Try
some Total for kids.
Oh, gosh.
All right, today's quote. If you ever meet someone who makes your life flow easier and makes you laugh a lot, keep them.
Nice.
That's all you need. Flow and laughter.
Kiss FM Headlines with Sissany.
Well, Queen Elizabeth's cause of death has been revealed. As expected, she died of old age, according to a document published by National Records of Scotland yesterday. The Queen's time of death was also on the newly released document, listed as 3:10 p.m. on September 8th at Balmoral Castle. Queen Elizabeth's daughter, Princess Anne, is listed as the informant of her death. Those heading to the beach this weekend are advised to stay out of the water, as several beaches are under advisory for excessive bacteria levels. Those with weakened immune systems, along with children and the elderly, are most at risk, officials say. And every year, Time unveils a its Time 100 Next list, which recognizes 100 rising stars from across industries from around the world. The newly revealed 2022 edition lists a number of recognizable artists, including SZA, Jack Harlow, Machine Gun Kelly, Phineas, and more. So a big congratulations to them.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Oh. Our legendary holiday event is back for another night you'll never forget.
Los Angeles, make some noise!
Kiss FM's Jingle Ball, presented by Capital One, starring Dua Lipa,
all right, that's what I like to hear.
Jack Harlow,
I've been a throw up the
Pitbull,
I'm gonna get loose tonight.
Khalid.
Bebe Rexha. Louis Capaldi.
Ava Max.
Dove Cameron.
Jax. And Nicky Yore.
I got my head out the sunroof. I'm blasting my favorite tune.
All coming together at the Kia Forum, Friday, December 2nd.
Kiss FM's Jingle Ball, presented by Capital One. The Capital One cardholder presale starts Tuesday morning at 10.
Tickets on sale to the world October 7th at noon.
Go to KISFM.com/Jingle Ball.
So there you go. That's breaking news right now out of Kiss FM this morning. Our Jingle Ball, December 2nd. We'll talk more about it, but that's the news right now. This is Kiss FM.
On Air.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
So it's sunshine and not quite as hot. So we're cooling it down a little bit. Highs around 80, inland 90. The Kiss FM Jingle Ball presented by Capital One lineup just went wide at 7 o'clock this morning. So Dua Lipa. Very happy to see Dua Lipa in concert.
Yeah.
Jack Harlow, first class.
Yeah.
First class.
Yeah.
Jack Harlow. Pitbull.
My man.
I mean, you cannot have a party without Pitbull. You've now seen him twice in 3 days. You're going to see him again at Jingle Ball.
So excited.
Khalid. I love that song with Marshmello.
Wait. Do you know what's like the best thing about Khalid?
I don't, but I have a list of things in my head. What's at the top of yours?
His music, if you just throw on like any sort of Khalid, anything, it's like gets you in the mood.
Sets the mood, sets the tone.
Let me make a note.
Make a note. I told him that last year because he played at a festival last year, and I told him that, and he was like very happy.
Happy or uncomfortable?
fine line.
Make sure both. You told Khalid that or Marshmello?
I told Khalid, yeah.
Music for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dot dot dot.
I love that song with Marshmello. Anyway, he's gonna be there. Bebe Rexha, Louis Capaldi, Ava Max, Dove Cameron, Jax, Nicky Yore, who was about to hang it up.
Hang it up.
He's about to not pursue music, and then he got sick one day, wrote this song.
Right.
So the Capital One cardholder presale starts Tuesday at 10 o'clock. KissFM.com/jingleball. We are somehow always connected to people around the country, certainly when they're going through things. And somehow being a lot of people's relatives live in Florida. It's a place where family retires, and obviously you go visit. You've got Disney World there. You've got some great beaches. And the Hurricane Ian, rolling through at a record speed of wind there. High, I mean, almost a Category 5
right
when it hit landfall. Millions lost power. Some of the videos posted, you know, and the search and rescue had to begin after the storm passed through. You see the flooding, the devastation, the fatalities. It's all, we knew it was coming, and you hope everybody's going to get out, but inevitably things happen. And there were a lot of rescues, and there were some people who just couldn't get safe because they couldn't have rescue teams get into where they were because of the storm. But some of the videos posted online have been nuts, like sharks. Do you see sharks in the streets?
I saw that. That was so crazy.
I guess it's real.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always give a lot of credit to weather reporters, weather people who are out in the storm for the Weather Channel, for the local stations, for all the networks. They, like, mobilized to go to the storm to wear a hat and a poncho and broadcast in the middle of the storm.
I could never do that.
I don't know why they do that. Why don't you just send the camera?
I think part of it when you're like trying to make your name, you want to be out there in the middle of it.
You want that for your reel?
It's like dangerous.
Yeah, I think you want it for your reel. It's like great footage to have for your reel to get the next job.
Could be dangerous.
Well, that's the thing. I'm always so worried when I'm watching anybody out there because I'm afraid a telephone pole is going to fly by in the back or a branch or something.
When I went to college and was about to study communications, this is the exact reason why I did not want to become a journalist, is because I'm like, I could never go and do this. Like when it came down to something serious, I would never want to go and report something like this.
Me either.
Sorry.
Worked in the newsroom a couple times for television and it did not make me feel comfortable.
It's too serious for me.
It's too serious for me too.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to deliver the news. That's the point.
Right.
I mean, so I give them a lot of credit. Your top story about all I can handle myself.
Right. I'm just like, give me the Harry Styles news.
Right. Harry Ween. Okay. So there's this guy. Did you see him? Jim Cantore, I think is his name on the Weather Channel. He was out there trying to stand up in the middle of this. Category 4, a tree goes by and smacks him in the leg. Listen to this.
Just came flying by. All right. You know what? I think I'm just going to come in here for a second.
Yeah.
Give me a second.
Jim, you all right?
I'm all right. I'm fine.
I think when you're a storm chaser reporter, you kind of live for that. Like your adrenaline gets going. You live for those moments, even though it's not that often. You know, 51 weeks a year, your life is great. And then you're out there in the middle of the tree storm.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess he is okay.
Good.
He is okay. But I always wonder, do we really, like, just put a camera through a window?
Yeah.
I don't know if I need a person out there.
I don't need the person.
So to those who are going through power outages and the destruction, it is going to be rough, I know, for the weeks and months to come. But thinking about everybody on that peninsula there in Florida.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Let's get to the trending report. Tanya, so go ahead.
So Hailey Bieber was on the Call Her Daddy podcast this week. I'm sure you saw all the headlines. Also, shout out, you know, Hailey Bieber did say that she listens to the morning show when she's on her way to the gym. So we love you. There was a conversation that was kind of talking about threesomes. And what Hailey said really kind of resonated with me because I feel the same way. So she said, I think the second you make the decision to do that, there's never going back from that. And I just don't know that I would ever be willing. We've worked very hard to be in the space that we're in now and trusting each other. And no judgment, because I know obviously like everybody has their own prerogative. Some people like that. Some people are in open marriages, open relationships where they do these things. I just think for me personally, I feel like once you introduce someone else, like it's game over for me. I feel like the trust would, I just feel like it would shake things up so much. I couldn't, there's no, I just couldn't do it.
Same.
In a relationship, the downside far outweighs the upside in my mind.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the upside of excitement disappears. The downside of that always in your head lingers. And so I think in a relationship, that is like something that you may open the door to, and then it's always happened, right? So is it something that you're thinking about that person, or you think about doing it again, which takes the focus off of you and the other person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a slippery slope.
You can never erase it.
I think sometimes people, you know, like if there's one partner in the relationship that brings it up, I feel like there's always one that
wants. Is that a bad sign?
But also you want to be open. You want to like be there for your partner and like be open-minded, and so maybe you say yes because you just want to like make them happy, but you don't
and
really
then you regret it.
Yeah.
Hold on for a second. Tubbs, do you have the Tanya Almanac? You keep that? Who keeps that?
What's that?
I don't have that.
All the notes for Tanya's history here on the show? You don't have that?
No.
The archive?
Did I ever say I was open to threesomes?
I believe, unless my memory's wrong, that you said by your 30th birthday you wanted to do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. But I was not in a relationship then.
Well, hold on. Yeah. Hold on. I remember the day when you brought that concept to the show.
Sabotage. Who pulled this up?
Mark pulled it up.
Mark.
He sent me a post-it.
But no, I did. I remember. Yeah, I was not. I was single.
So you're saying in a in a non-relationship environment yeah.
well,
is different.
Now I want to hear it.
Well, no, I never had one before, and I was like, okay, maybe before I'm 30, like this, I give this a try.
No, I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
But you're saying it's all different in a relationship versus a non-relationship.
I think
for
so.
You.
Yeah.
So there's not as much. There's no upside downside equation if you're single.
Correct. If you're single, it's
if
just
you're
like
single,
whatever.
Fair game. Party on, right?
So did you accomplish this?
I did not.
Well, you let Sissany down. She really wanted her
I know.
Story. Apparently,
it's not for me.
Wait,
I
you
just
don't have
don't.
The? I thought you had the audio handy. Oh,
I had like a list of things I wanted to do before
I'm
I turned 30.
Did you hit most of your things?
That's funny. 30.
Yeah.
You know, this is a question we could ask the therapist in our new segment on whatever day after 9.
Yeah.
Like, what's upside downside to these things in general? Like, what happens with couples?
You know, when Michael and I have been together for 14 years now at this point, we were like early on in our relationships, even before we were married, we kind of like toyed with this idea. And we always kind of said, like, if we did do it,
yeah,
we said, if we did do it, we always wanted to do it like on a vacation. Like, I remember being in Costa Rica once, and we're like, if we would do it, we would like find somebody like at a bar in Costa Rica, and then like, we would never see them again. Like, that would be our only rule, basically.
This all sounds like a movie to go wrong.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But
just
like,
put a pin in it.
But that was like before we were even married, before kids. Like, I would never do it now.
That's like that movie where the couple goes on the international vacation to the island, and they take someone back, and that person kills them.
Yeah, well, and also like,
die.
What if they have a cold and like? Oh.
Haven't you seen that Dahmer series?
Can you guys like get out of my fantasy? Like, that was my fantasy.
Where's the pin? Yep. All right. I'm going to bring her in right now.
Miss Tati?
I just found the closest music I could find on my mouse. I'm going to bring in right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is National Extra Virgin Olive Oil Day.
I mean, national holiday for Ryan Seacrest.
I am a massive olive oil enthusiast and advocate. As a matter of fact, to any of the councils or boards of olive oil, I'd be willing to donate some time.
No,
I mean, it is
for the certification process. Yeah, for
basically your new year.
So here's the deal. Mia Clark at Olive Oil Queen on TikTok. We found her for this National Olive Oil Day. And Mia, welcome to the show.
Hi. Happy to be here.
And we're happy to have you on this very important day. It comes once a year, National Extra Virgin Olive Oil Day.
Wow, yeah, great day to celebrate.
It's very important that you come on to add credibility to what I've been telling Sissany and Tanya about the endless list of benefits of olive oil. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So when you wake up first thing in the morning, Mia Clark, what do you do?
First thing, I have a shot of high-quality extra virgin olive oil grown in Northern California. I use the brand Urban Olive. And, yeah, I have that first thing in the morning. It's a great way to start my day. It tastes delicious. It's a nice little ritual. I put it in, like, a little, I think it's meant for brandy, actually, the little glass I use.
Yeah, you do. I'm going to actually up my game. I do it with a spoon, but I like your brandy cup.
It's so cute.
Yeah, it's great. It just it makes me feel like a queen, truly.
Wow.
So, now, how did you get into this? Because the benefits of raw olive oil, extra virgin olive oil, are anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, anti-cancer. They help your skin. It's a mild laxative. It fights
aging. Mild laxative?
Yeah, it can help the system.
That's funny. That's actually why I use it, because I had gut issues like my entire life as a kid. I suffered from chronic constipation. So I had like a holistic doctor tell me to start drinking olive oil in the morning. And I just like loved it, and it helped me a lot. So that's really funny. But yeah, that's how I got into it.
Tanya, did you hear that? It's a mild laxative. You have had gut and digestive issues all your life. You should be taking a shot of olive oil first thing in the morning on an empty stomach.
I should, but I use apple cider vinegar because I feel like that has other health benefits.
Yeah, it does, but I don't know. Olive oil is special. Well, it's really
special.
Please
don't bring up apple cider vinegar on National Olive Oil Day. Okay,
awkward.
It's uncomfortable.
I just love the term mild laxative.
Yeah, it's true. No, if you have heartburn, if you have digestive issues, olive oil can smooth it out. Matter of fact, one of my friends used to also say before you have any acidic dinner, meal, red wine or tomato sauce, have a shot of olive oil to coat your esophagus and your stomach. So, Mia, where did you learn this? Like, you're the youth of America. This is an old school trick from the Mediterranean. How did you learn this?
Yeah, I learned it from my homeopathic doctor when I was really, really young, and I was in college at the time, and it was really funny because people would come over to my dorm, and like instead of having alcohol, I would have like bottles of olive oil, and yeah, I loved it, and I studied abroad in Spain, and I learned about all the different types, and started learning more about the history, and it's just really beautiful.
I agree.
Yeah. And it's delicious. It makes everything so much more delicious. And when you get into like the high quality extra virgin olive oil, like it's actually crazy. You can taste the different, like the fruit notes and the nutty notes. And yeah, it's great.
And when it tastes like wood, when it tastes like wood, it's bad. When it tastes like wood, yeah. It's bad.
Yeah, people are like, some people are grossed out by the idea of taking an olive oil, olive oil shot, but it's like, you haven't had good olive oil.
Well, that's it. And that's the thing. I actually pack my own and travel with mine.
Nice.
I want to make sure I always have a good one with me.
How much is a shot? 1 ounce?
Yeah, probably that, yeah.
And the other thing is, the two evils for olive oil, heat and light. Heat and light. Yes. So you don't want your bottle to get into the sun or warm.
Right. So you also want to make sure it's in a glass bottle because plastic is more susceptible to like heat and light. Yeah.
Nice.
I'm really blown away because I thought I was the only person in the world that gave
it. I know. I'm like making sure, like, Ryan, are you okay? Because it's kind of like your dream girl right here.
I know. I don't know anything about you, where you are or anything, but pretty much we're related.
Yeah, that's funny.
So
yeah,
funny.
Great.
Yeah,
I've had so many great conversations with people about olive oil. Like, I get so excited when people bring it up. I'm like, oh my gosh.
You guys should start a Facebook group, like olive oil lovers or something.
I, by the way, Mia, just so you know, I planted trees. I'm going to make some one day.
No way. I will have to get some of that eventually.
For sure. Three varieties, different ones, Italian varieties.
Oh, nice. Which ones? I'm curious.
Luciano, Morello,
and
I forget how to say the other one. Do you know those?
I've heard of them, yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, well, listen.
I mean, it's like a different language.
I had no idea there were two of us on this planet. I'm so happy to have met you, Mia.
Same.
Yeah, this is awesome. Glad we could connect.
Thank you very much, and happy National Extra Virgin Olive Oil Day, Mia Clark. On TikTok, she's at Olive Oil Queen.
So yes,
that name's gone out to be something else.
The Olive Oil Queen.
The Olive Oil Queen. Okay, great.
Got it.
Thanks for coming on, Mia. You take care.
You too. Thank you.
So I often get asked, who's been your favorite guest all these years? Who have you interviewed that stands out the most? Mia Clark.
There it is.
Mia Clark is. That's the best conversation I've had. That'll keep me coming back for more right here.
100%.
She said make sure it's in a glass bottle. I was like,
that's what I keep telling you guys.
So
I didn't know
funny.
That there were two people that cared so much.
I mean, she's living up to the hype, too. She looks fit. Her skin is glowing. I'm all right. Shot
Should we try this next week, Sisney?
Next week? I'll do it tomorrow.
Oh. Well, yeah. Tomorrow's Saturday.
So?
You can still take an olive oil shot on
Saturday.
Just because olive oil day is over.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
We're just going from, you know, one thing to another on a Friday morning. There's really no organization on our Friday shows. Like our Thursday shows, our Monday shows, Ryan's Roses, some organization. This one, we don't really want any. It's fun to have it unstructured on a Friday. Mm-hmm. Don't you agree?
So fun.
Right? So right now, it's time for our Hometown Hustler segment.
I'm a hustler, baby.
It was one of my notes to Mark early in the morning.
Oh, you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need a little something to set it up.
Okay.
Hometown Hustler.
Woo.
Okay, so we're going to meet Jessica Monsalvo, based in LA, right here, makeup artist and owner of SBJ Essentials. Born and raised in Mexico, Jessica, largely influenced by everything there, culture, life experiences, and it shaped her philosophy in beauty. Listen to this. I'm going to bring her in. She's our hometown hustler. Jessica in K-Town, how are you this morning?
I am doing very well.
So I'm just curious to know, we're giving some people some background here, but you were inspired to introduce something different and special in the world of makeup and the world of beauty. What is it and why?
So SBJ Essentials is a brand that is here to really bring diversity to our community. We're represented by the iconic butterfly because we're here to really help our community through their transformative self-care journey. Yeah. All of our products are formulated for melanin-enriched skin, and our debut product was inspired by my grandparents' way of life.
So are the ingredients different? I've never understood this. This is fascinating. Are the ingredients different for the tone of skin in terms of getting results?
Yeah, so people with melanin-rich skin often face different problems and fairer skin tones. So a lot of our ingredients are targeted to those specific skin concerns.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
Right? It's so fascinating. So what are some of the most popular SBJ essential skincare products that people just love? And again, this is a hometown hustler. This is somebody that like is doing it on their own without a global marketing budget. And so we just find it fascinating to support people pursuing their dream, especially when it's something that can really help a lot of people. So Jessica, what's popular?
So a lot of people love our debut product, Rosa Clay Mask. It includes rose petal powder, purifying kaolin clay, and soothing colloidal oatmeal. And I think people really gravitate towards the product not only because it leaves your skin feeling petal soft, but because it was inspired by my grandparents' livelihood.
Fantastic. This is a great story. So if you want to check it out, it's at SBJ_essentials. But it's ESNTLS. Mm-hmm. So it's an abbreviation.
Very
ESNTLS
cool.
On Instagram. Jessica Monsalvo, our hometown hustler of the week. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Continued success.
Thank you so much.
You know, when we were growing up, everything was one size fits all. You think about that, right?
Yeah.
One size fits all. When it came to care or clothes or,
right.
You know, now there are so many great different options mm-hmm. for we're not fits all, right? We are not fits all. And so there's so many custom ways to take care of yourself, which I think is so cool. And that did not exist.
No.
When we were growing up.
Not at all.
So thank you, Jessica.